A pair of indigenous activists have brought Wakanda, the fictional African country featured in Marvel Comics' Black Panther, to the Redfern community.
They were rushing back into the cinema and they were going, Wakanda forever!
Hoping to enjoy and imagine what a thriving, uncolonized black society and culture would look like, Lorna Munro and Kaya Abwaji held a free community screening of the new Black Panther right here in Sydney on the Gadigal land of the Eora Nation.
I want to start on the idea of having a screening of Black Panther in Australia, what the actual intention of the screening was and what the idea about it was.
The idea to do a community screening really started between a conversation on Facebook between Lorna
like
and
good
I.
Things start.
It was prompted by a post I think Lorna had seen earlier about the one that was done in Melbourne to enable access for Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander and Black youth to go and see the film. We noticed that there wasn't anything of a similar nature being done in Sydney. Mm. So that's, I think, was the catalyst for your initial post and I responded to it.
Mm.
It grew into a larger conversation about some of the themes in it as well, like the role of the black women in that movie and the role of organising and taking initiative for community healing, community empowerment and some of the positive things that this movie has proven to be for.
We just had a talk about, you know, how important it was to contextualise it for our youth, to not just to get caught up in that buzz, but yes, to get caught up in it, but also be really reflecting what they're talking about within this space that we are in and our country. And when I say our country, I mean like in an Aboriginal context. I mean, you know, the 600 and something different nations that make up this country.
I want to ask a little bit about the film of Black Panther. Obviously, you've both seen it, but there will be some people who haven't. Some of the ideas in this film, can you talk to me a little bit about them and why I thought it was significant to have a community screening of the nature that you guys had organised to watch a film like Black Panther?
The biggest thing for us as young Aboriginal people in this country is the revolutionary act of imagining what life can be like without colonization. When we talk about, you know, oppressed people, that alone is just mind-blowing concept that a lot of us from colonized countries actually have to go, hold on a minute, that's huge. You know, so I think any kind of film and any kind of catalyst, any kind of art that can kind of provoke these thoughts for our young people, I think is exactly what we need right now.
Yeah, I would like to just extend on that. The role of the Afrofuturism, which is the aesthetic that is used in the film, looking at it's like a mix of sci-fi and art. I think it was really important in conveying a message to children and young people that our emancipation is in our art and in our culture.
You described a nuanced racism in Australia and the way that it's targeted towards Aboriginal Australians. What do you think what is different, I suppose, about the racism that's perpetuated in Australia?
The huge difference, and I have to bring it back to, is the historical context and the way that this country was founded on dispossession of our people and on genocide and on pretty much the dehumanisation of our people. And by the time that colonisation reached these shores, the tools of colonisation were really fine-tuned because they had time to practice on the Americas, they had time to practice on the African countries, they had time to practice and finesse their tools. And basically when we look at the reason why Australia was founded, it has a lot to do with the story of the Americas and their independence. And the colony needed a new piggy bank pretty much. So, you know, we talk about all these things. A lot of people don't like to refer to what happened in this country and the genocide and the slavery that happened in this country as slavery. And I think a lot of the racism that we experience today goes back to the dehumanization and the forms of slavery, the forms of eugenics that were played out here, apartheid as well, all of these huge things that the world has learnt from white people in Australia on how to solve the Aboriginal problem.
Are you guys open to doing more community screenings in the future, like the one that you did on Friday?
This morning, my son has seen it for the second time through that community screening, and This morning, he was, before school, he was on Google looking for who the actual the Dora tribe, the women warriors, he was actually looking for the real ones, asking me, can you show me what they actually look like in real life? So it's already sparked his interest in exploring the diversity within the continent of Africa, not just Ghana, where we come from. So I can see that that is a direct outcome of him seeing those, that warrior group in the film. That is a direct outcome of him saying, at a subconscious level, looking at, oh, who are these people and what were they really about in real life?
What we did and what we are trying to do is much needed. Our young people are, you know, over-policed. They're stigmatized every single day. They're stereotyped by the way that they talk, what they wear, you know, the schools that they go to. I think that it was, you know, invaluable to be able to have a room full of young people in a safe space to be able to sit down and really aim for the stars, you know, and really think about those huge dreams that they would love to be able to make reality one day.
Lorna and Kaya ending that story. I'm Miles Holbrook-Walk, and you're listening to Razor's Edge.